yesterday the Gemara with all the Tosfos that we want to talk about. Every Tosfos is Dibur Masel Shmamina. It's very hard to identify them. Different by number. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. The 7 Tosfos are starting the Shmamina or Ushmamina. So we have to go in order. We already mentioned that the first Tosfos, Shmamina, might quote some Machlokas between Rabbeinu Nissim and Tosfos himself back on the Kufbeis and the Beis, how to interpret this Braisa. Let's read the Braisa again, just to pass it over. The fifth line. Anis and Shmamina. It's very hard to identify them. Different by number. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. The 7 Tosfos were starting the Shmamina or Ushmamina. So we have to go in order. We already mentioned that the first Tosfos, Shmamina, might quote some Machlokas between Rabbeinu Nissim and Tosfos himself back on the Kufbeis and the Beis, how to interpret this Braisa. Let's read the Braisa again, just to pass it over. The fifth line. Anichnas Tanya, Anichnas Lebeis of the Nazi Shabbos, Levarach al Yain, al Amor, al Absomen, al Hakak, Omer Abdullah Lakos. That's easy. Now with a small Aleph, this is the main line for today. Vim ein lo ala kos echad manicho ad la achar amazon u mishal shalom kulan akor. That's it. You only have one kos of yayin, and you need a kos for two things. You need a kos for benching, because you have to eat. And the more the Bryce says, bracha tu na kos, because it's mandatory to have a kos yayin for benching. Because we pass from the girl from the mother, and a tuna kos. That explains it. Well, when it comes to bracha tuna kos, as a matter of fact, if you want to look at it, you look it up. What's it, gimel? Well, I'll tell you what it says. It's kuf pei bei sif aleph. My shemunar happens to have both. Look at the shemunar, but not the shemunar. Kuf pei bei sif aleph. As a matter of fact, I'm just thinking about that. No, I just put back yesterday, though, all this Mr. Gruz Chelik Shani in the back. You know, you can bring it back, because we make it easier. They're all in one file. You bring it back, you'll be able to look inside. Should be in the back table. Kufpe Beisif Aleph. Yesh Omrim Shavirkas Amotim to the coast. I feel it be yachim. Vitzarach Lachter Aleph. V'lo yokal and Engel Kos and Oracle. Mama shouldn't wash if you don't have a coast to bench on. Is the edge on?
Excuse me.
The edge on. She ain't a tuna coast on the shlosh. So if you eat by yourself, no problem. The edge on. She ain't a tuna coast cloud on the shlosh. And we call the coffins. And I'm going to call the marmala coast. That's how we pass the last opinion. And it's not really required. It's the mitzvah and I'm going to call it. See them. See them? What? That's what it sounds like. Yeah, that's how we follow.
You should get the best help for you.
See them, follow the middle sheet, the centrists. They hold that there are three people you adopt to have to. See them almost always, the three people bench all the coast. If there's one. No? So, in any event, speaking of Kavach, speaking about Kabbalah, the Arizal apparently said you should not use it, should not venture the coast via Chidus. That was what the Kavach said, the doctor, I feel it be okay, the doctor, to venture the coast be okay, the Berhadim Aleph says, everybody has, when you have a big show on our Hormish, whoever has the Berhadim Aleph, he says, the Arizal Kotev Shayyam Lo Yadorach Al HaKos. In fact, Chassidim will never mention the coast the Ochimikos and Bari. Some little fishes. I told you a story. Someone I know from the Neighborhood. That's right. So every time he has breakfast, he has a phrase of to breakfast. And then he, whatever else he has at breakfast, he benches a la kos. Every morning he benches a la kos. But he follows the machado. So I'll go out there. I want to tell you, I have to tell you, I was at a wedding on Sunday, sitting next to a cardiologist. And they served wine, schnapps. I said, I don't drink anything. And the guy on the other side said, you should drink. And the cardiologist confirmed that. That you should drink one drink a day of alcohol, apparently it's good for longevity. I told him, I don't drink anything, except with a cup of wine for Kiddush for Friday night Shabbos. Just letting you know, if this person drank a cup, one cup, I did, every single morning, but care. I guess they only wash once a day. Pashakos.
Pashakos.
That makes the cup. Yeah. It's a little bit of a cup. It's a 6-ounce cup.
It's true that
it
might make
the heart be stronger
with one cup, but
the liver will die for your heart later. I'm just telling you what the cardiologist said.
He wasn't
liver stuff. Okay. So that's a answer your question, at least for the moment. It's an athletic, it's a very difficult for the coast. There are different
customs
in that regard. Anyway, let's go back to the
Gemara. Were you sure when you like a child
Shalosh Shudas, we always have a cost, but we use that same cost for Abdullah.
Why don't we use every other meal they don't make? If you're making so much, you wouldn't use that cost. But all of a sudden, Shalosh Shudas, they would say,
we have to have Abdullah anyways. Might as well Marvia, half an extra minute for the same price, right? Anyway, it's a big question whether it really is Birkas the most a la cost because you don't really drink it right away. But let's assume that's considered. Can't lose. In lo yo or lo yafi. You don't lose by having.
That's different than this, what we're talking about in main oil kosefa. This is based on the
I have many kosefas, right. So let's go back over here. So what does it say over here in the Gemara? It says a person has only one cup of wine. So what does he do? He holds on to the cup of wine. He doesn't make Abdullah right away. He has his Mlava Malka. And at when he finishes Mlava Malka, and he sings all of his Negunim and everything else. And then he benches and makes Abdullah on the same cup of wine. So the Gemara had 8 different chidushim, which we see from this brisa. So toast, before we get to the 8th, the top toast is why you mentioned the 9th, namely that you permitted to eat before Abdullah. That's the biggest chidush of all, having before Abdullah. So they answered, what do Rabbeinu Nissim? There's no proof. What do Rabbeinu Nissim say? Do you remember back on the toast of Kufayz and Rebeis? Rabbeinu Nissim interprets, because he has the cash I eat before Abdullah. So his answer is, Bastolas, yeah, tomorrow. Okay, I'm going to get to this. Remind me tomorrow before she is talking about Bastolas, please. Bastolas. He went to sleep hungry. He didn't have a cup of wine, he ate nothing. He literally starved, because he didn't want to eat before Abdullah. There was no wine in the house. Okay. Well, I'm just telling you a fact what happened. Says the Rabbeinu Nissim, what's your case over here? Ochal mibod yom, achach hashechalo. He ate, he started eating by day. Okay. Frek, he ate by day. 2 questions. 1, hanichnas lebeso. Hanichnas lebeso, it sounds like he just walked in after Shabbos was over and he started eating. That's question number 1. Question number 2, how do you see that Tom Abdil? Don't do a Tom Abdil. Tom Abdil means if he ate after dog, he started eating and he started to make Abdullah. Here he started eating Shalosh Shudas before the sun set. Of course Tom Abdil, we do it every single week. That's no Kiddush. So if the Tosafot rejects him, then it isn't. He refers to a case where he started eating after dog. I had to eat before Abdullah. You have no choice. You have absolutely no alternative over here. Why no alternative? Because if you won't eat until Abdullah, you won't be able to eat after Abdullah, because why? Birchas Hamazon to the coast, and you have no other coast in the house. Wow.
But he's saying it's only because you don't have another cup, but normally you wouldn't be able to do that.
Of course. But still a chiddush nifla. How can you eat just because of Birchas Hamazon to the coast to eat before Abdullah? I guess so. But the chiddush compounds itself. Because you see, one of the 8 Shema Aminos is that Toamo Pagamo. If you drink a little bit, and you'll have a little bit, and because the Kos Pagam is possible for Abdullah. The Tosin Kuvavav and Av Kopi says, Kopi the Chatkhila, the Afghana Kos Pagam. You shouldn't use a Kos Pagam. If you only have a Kos Pagam, you should make Kiddush anyway. In fact, Tosin, if you can't eat Tiru level, call him Abdullah, you should compare it to Pagima. How do you allow the guy to eat Abdullah? If it's a choice of no alternative is no coast at all, and then you're going to starve to death because you're going to have to get starved or hungry because you can't eat unless you're bichas and muslim tuna coast. So I understand very well why we're giving a sensation to eat before Abdullah. But if the pshat is what? If the pshat is, you have a coast. It's going to be pogum and pogum with another chatkila. So what right does the guy have to eat before Abdullah? No. Make Abdullah. Hadim alav amalek invention, a coast pogum. What's so terrible? That's our discussion. We don't have such a great answer. Okay, let's go now. So what are the eight shmaminas? So the first shmamina is Hamavdil b'tfila tzorach shi'av l'alakos. Correct types of the kasha. Where do you see an abrisa that he is Mavdil b'tfila? It's the end of the second shmamina, they ask the kasha. And they say as follows, Hakol d'mashmalei d'vada hibdil b'tfila Havagav d'ikad lo mavdil b'tfila Hamavdil b'zeh b'zeh Shem d'rov v'nei odim abdil b'tfila. It's a shver of art. Because both people make Abdullah and Nazakman Antonu. So they say, how do you know? Maybe he forgot. How do you know? Doesn't say where the Bryce and the Ferris you made Abdullah and Tefillah.
The question's not so strong. I mean, in other words, if you have a Bryce that says X is the din, unless it specifies a case, we assume it is all cases. You're not going to make an Kipta to say, oh, this Bryce was only talking, unless you have reasons, you're not going to say there's an Kipta that this Bryce is talking about only a case where he forgot to make Abdullah, since most people make Abdullah. Most people get tefillos, so the Bryce would have to specify what was going against the tefillah.
I guess you're right, but still, you can't say a shmami, no, based on a mistumah, probably. You should have had a
shmami. No, it's not a mistumah. The Bryce would definitely have to have said something about it for not to be like mistumah.
Okay, but to answer all these questions in the tzibah, the following interesting idea, and it's very much in the Gemara here on Kufayz of the base. And it's all based on one word, and the word is hanifnas. So the first word of the Bryce. Hanichas to the base of the Motzei Shabbos. Where did it come from? Hanichas to the base. Where did it come from? Kind of funny language is this. Hanichas to the base. Are you sitting out? We got Nichas to the base. Where did it come from? The answer is in the Nativ. He came from Shul. He came from Shul. Where did he came from Shul? The answer is he's in the middle of eating. He's in the middle of eating. Shalashudas. And you know they daven Shalashud, they daven Meir and Shul an hour after the Shkir. So they can pick it up. So the sun says 8:30, you know the 9:30, they daven Meir, Shul. And he has no other minion in town. And it's 9:28, he's just 2 minutes in the Shul. And he's still in the middle of having his fish. He didn't see a Shukai, he didn't see a Banana Kolia. He didn't have the cake, nothing. But what can you do? So he runs off the Shul, davens Meir. Comes back. That's the case. That's how we know Hamavdil b'tfila tzorach shi'av l'alakos. So the word Hanichas, the base of what he just walked in. And where did he walk in from? Obviously he walked in from Shul.
You're telling me he was in the middle of the meal. He went to Shul for 3 minutes.
One minute. Nevertheless, Rabosai, even though he began the meal before the Shkia, he's no longer permitted to eat. Why? Remember the Mogan Avraham we had yesterday? The Mogan Avraham says that once a person davens and says Atachon Antona, he's no longer permitted to eat. It's very tested cotton base. Therefore, this is the Gemara over here on the last two words on the page, Kuvav Kohen base, Shmami no Toam Abdul. So the question was, if he had started eating before Shkia, what kind of Toam? He's eating Behetah. The answer is no, it's either be Yisr, because he davened Meir already. And once he davened Meir, because of the Mogan Avraham, he's not permitted to eat anymore. You can't retain the benching either once he davened Meir, according to the Mogan Avraham. So we have, that's correct. That's right. This answers the kasha which Tosfos asks over here. of Rabbi Yechiel. If he's studying by day, why is he got the Torah Mavdil? So then both kashas of Kufbeis and Beis are now answered. By Nichnas and Torah Mavdil answer both kashas. And it also went to the kash of Tosavir, how you know Torah Mavdil, Hindu Betvila, is also answered. He knocked off three kashas with one yisov. Tells us over here, Shmanim of the second one over here, and he had to both kashas of Rabbeinu Yechiel or Tosfos on the base of the base. All without assumption, Panichas means coming in if davening in the middle of the meal. Oh. And with this he goes on a little longer to explain a few other things. Mishnah, I'm not going to go into the old Kotlin right now. Points out that the Rif left out the Brisa completely. So the question becomes, if the Rif left out the Brisa, why? At least, if nothing else, Shmamina Tamni, maybe he knows all those eight already, or Pasnak all eight, but at least it teaches you the Kiddush of the Long and Avraham. So once you make David Meyer and Sefer on the tunnel, you can no longer eat. That's the thing is based upon. So the Sif plan, the Rif told me don't pass in that way. Why? Because the Rif passes that if someone's mavdil b'tefillah, he's still also the malacha, as opposed to Rashi. And you can't do malacha because he makes avdol al hakos. Therefore, if you're still also the malacha, you can still say rutei, and you can still eat. He attaches less importance, the Rif does, to avdol b'tefillah than Rashi does. Kuvin HaMachlokas is, we pointed out already yesterday, is Abdullah B'tfilah than Abdullah? Or the Maskana, when it's Abdullah Lakos, it's just a Haskara, not Abdullah at all. We pointed that out, Machlokes having Kavana now, what kind of Kavana you have? If Shlomo Zalman has an argument with the pre-Megadim, I think it was, we mentioned yesterday in Shir. But that could be the dispute as well. And one more clue that he mentioned over here, that I think I mentioned to you yesterday also, the top toast on Kuvok, Ushmamina, Omesh, Nechidush, Lakos, Echad, Ushe Elo, to the Amar Le'el, that could base of the base, he says, according to the Rambam, who holds there's no Isim Chavinos by Abdullah and benching, you don't have to give that Torah to the Emro. Even if it would be Eshla, you still could say, in this particular case, these two conditions could be said on the same coast. This is an activity, and again, I'm leaving out half of the Kupulim, which are not directly geared to us, but don't have to. The Mishnah is the Sugi Kupbeis. Not the Kupbeis of the base. The main topic of today's discussion was a very important halacha. We saw yesterday, we'll just review again briefly, the last line of the Tosfos Kufei Mabez Mechadesh Adin based on the Hemshech HaSugya. They ask as follows. One of the Shmaminas was the last line of the Daf, Shmamina Ta'omo Pugomo. What do you mean Ta'omo Pugomo? The guy over here has a kos. And we say, once he has a kos, he's not able, he's not permitted. He's not permitted to drink. Once he drinks in the kos, it's pogum, and it's very possible, certainly the chatchila, for kiddush and avdol. Frank Tosfos, what's the problem? There's a simple way out. What's a simple way out? It must be referring to a case where there's more than a revius, because there's no more than a revius. What's the having to come up with? Oh, it's to be kiddush. Many drink, there's no longer mashiach for the next kos. So presumably he has a revius plus a malalukmach. Frank Tosfos, what are you talking about? All you have to do is do what? Take the coast which has a revius, we'll call it a revius and a half, a revius and a half plus. A revius and then two-thirds, 1.6 revius we'll call it. Let it pour off 0.6 of the revius into a different cup. Drink that, that's more than a lulubu. And then he'll have a benching, the remaining revius, solve all the world's problems. It's a tremendous idea. So he comes up with a chiddush din based on this kasha. The last two lines, look inside of me. V'yeshloma, v'kos chova, k'gon abdolah v'chas amazim, v'kiddush. Sarech lishtos v'kos sheyesh v'revius. Hilkach lo efshal v'mitim v'yodeh v'kliyachem. Av v'brochas l'mayah v'kos chova, efshal takan, I didn't tell him v'yodeh. If you pour out 0.6 of a revius into another cup, and you drink that other cup, you're not yotze. Why?
You're supposed to drink from the lalukvav out of a kos which has a full revis. That's it. The toast of the chadash is din based on this kash. Very nice. The chadash is din. Halacha lamais. It happens to me every single week. I have mikdash with a big kos, and I pour a little bit for all the bnei bayis to drink. We're going to discuss that later today. What kind of mitzvah that is that everyone should drink from the kosher kiddush. Today, maybe a little bit tomorrow, that's been very important to do. I have to be careful to leave myself a revius in the kos. Although I only have to drink a little lukmo, but I have to leave a revius in the kos, because if I have a cup which has one point something, which has one revius, I can't pour anything out, nothing. The minute I pour out, I'm not drinking from a kol shesh for revius. If I have a revius and a half, I can pour out up to a half a revius. Ah, so Dove asked, why don't I drink before I pour out? It's Pasha. If I drink before I pour out, what am I giving to all the people from the B'nai B'ai? What am I giving them? Yain Pogba. And the mitzvah of Chatzir Tei Shev Yain, which is not Pogba. The Mishnah Brua passed it, we'll see the source for it soon. That's another good reason for it. But as far as your point, if you drink from the same coast, it's not considered pogum. That's only if I drink literally from the same coast. I give them my cup and pass it around. That is not considered to be a coast pogum. If I pour off, once I drank from it, the pasha, it is considered a coast pogum. I don't recommend it for health reasons, although the doctor I spoke to, my doctor said, he claims that if you're using wine, not very interesting, you're using wine with an alcohol, significant alcohol content, it kills the germs, basically. That's what he said. Right, 12%. That's enough. That's what the doctor told me. Consume from our practice. But I don't do it. No. All right. I don't think so. But hepatitis.
It's different between hepatitis and, you know,
cold throat. Cold is good enough. That's the kind of medical thing which I heard. It's quoted Allah and Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Osai. Open up Simon Reish, Ayin, Aleph, Sif, Yud, Aleph. Everyone should have a Shulchan Aruch for Shabbos. If you don't, have a Shulchan Gimel. Here's a Mishnah Berurah, please. Take a cast of Yud, if you put on somewhere. Plenty of Mishnah Berurah. Everyone should put on. Reish, Ayin, Aleph, Sif, Yud, Aleph. Hilchos Kiddush. So look at the big Shulchan Aruch too, there. Same thing. Same text. The Mechavis is like this. Ein ha-welakos echad v'kadesh bo v'layla v'ein ha-tohem v'ein ha-shloyif g'menem el ha-shofer v'ein ha-lakos acher v'toem yayin shel kiddush me'akos ha-sheni ulemachar v'kadesh v'mashenisha v'kos ha-rishen. Great idea, says the Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan, Nun Aleph, Ubimogen Avram, Hiskin Ladat Atosis. The Kol Shel Chovat Tzorach Lios, Hatima Davka Mikol Sheyesh Buravias Yayin. That's the Kiddush of Atosis. So therefore you can't do this trick. You can't pour off what? Come on, what can you pour off? A below lugmav into another coast and drink from that coast. No good. Because you require to drink from a kosher revius. A kosher bracha. One second. However, the mechaber seems to disagree. Because the mechaber and the mechaber when talking about a kosher does not have two revius. And still the mechaber is referring to a case. That would be called kosher. Still the mechaber says, shofech yimenu l'kos acher. And you make kiddush in the remainder. Obviously the remainder is going to be a revius. Obviously what you pour off is not a revius. And nevertheless it's sufficient to drink from it for kiddush. So the Mechaber is arguing with Alakotis. The Mogen Avraham was cited out of Shabruah subscribed to Kotis. And the Mechaber disagrees. The question, on what basis does the Mechaber disagree? That's the question. Yes?
The whole point of Kotis is that in order for our food to come up, it has to be that that you have to be drinking from the original cup?
Right, but it was not pogen.
So he says that indicates that it can't be that you could just pour it off.
That's correct.
Could you just suggest, I mean, it would be much more simple to say the problem is you have to drink from the kosher cup. You can't pour off the cup.
That could be said, but it's not true. We know that Allah is not true. No one says that. Everyone agreed that if I want to, I can take a kosher bracha.
No one says this either.
No one?
I mean, what drove Tosfos to say this over there? Much simpler.
David asked, why do you have a different tariff? Just say you have to drink from the kosher bracha.
That will answer the question I answered.
Is that not against the Gemara anywhere? I thought that was your suggestion. What did you suggest? No, we gave a different story. The reason why it's no good for me to pour out into a second cup is not because it's lacking the shear. You can pour out even a whole gallon into the other cup. If you didn't make kiddush in that cup, it's out. That's his suggestion. Is that against the Gemara anywhere? I don't know. I think it's assumed that it's against the Gemara. Why? I don't know, I'm not sure, but you're asking a good question. Okay, what's the basis for the Mechaber who argues on Tosfos? So what basis? So why don't you look in the Be'er Hagola? That's where you find everything. Shin, Shom, that's a Ben Yeruchim. The Rosh, it's only the typo, right? The Perek Ches, the Brachas, V'Shem HaYerushalmi. The Tevah should be Ches. That's the Maravachim I asked you to look at. In Peret Ches, I asked you to look at the Russian Brachas somewhere.
Yes.
Peret Ches. Simin Bey. Did anybody look up the Rush? What does it say there? The guy what it says, okay. And is there more Brachas in the back somewhere? Matthew, is that Brachas? The Rush discusses the exact same problem. They give an interesting answer, a different answer than we have over here in our Tosfos. And the Mechaber is hasking the halacha based on the Rush against Tosfos. And David does not require that you, in fact, drink from a kol shiyesh for revis. He argues without Tosfos. Let's take a look. What exactly does the Rush say in the Sefer Brachos? He quotes a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says as follows. The Yesh Mevi'in Raimin HaYerushalmi Shiyoko LaHavshir Kos Pogum Ayedei Nesinas Mayim L'Sofo. The Yeh Avot. If I have a Kos Pogum, how do I take care of it? I pour something other, some other liquid in, even if it's water, that fixes up the Pegima. After you drink from it.
No, water.
Water on the wine. If I'm not mistaken, if you open your Shulmanara and tell it bays, the group of bays, it's quoted there.
No, it quotes that water should be the first thing you pour the wine
on top. Open up to the Shulmanara to the Kupe bays. Kupe bays. That would be most of the Mamathons. Kupe bays, Sivbo. With the Russians, the Yerushalmi is in fact quoted. Look inside, please. Have an answer to pay base above. If Bol is the Sake Kos Pogum, Ayadesh Yosifu Ma'at Yain, Va'afilu Ayadesh Yosifu Alav Mayim Mi Takein. Okay? You pour something else in, it's considered no longer Pogum. And the Rush tries to bring a riot that is in from the Yerushalmi. What did it say in the Yerushalmi? They had a case. Yerushalmi and Brachos, what did they do? They fixed it up by putting in water. Freck the Rush. If that's the case, what's the problem in our Gemara? In our Gemara, what's the problem over here? There's only a kol shel yayin, which has, let's see, we said 1.6 revias. That's what we said it had. No problem. Drink up. Leave it in the kos. Don't pour it off. Drink up the 0.6, which is exactly the malol mug, and then pour in a drop of water. Why?
Okay, so
for
the
hands, 1.6
revias
is
the
part
chance that
your order
goes down to
the liver. Very good. That's the answer. Now there's the machana to the rush. The answer to the rush. V'yesh lo ma'ad ha'mayrish v'hoya mazu kinino. By a mason, lo mayim yoser, lo ayaror l'shtiyah. We no longer have a status of yayin. We weren't the best health. We would not have a status of yayin.
Oh.
Oh, hold on, hold on, hold on. Hold on, hold on. One sec. This is what the Rush says. Okay, so that's how the Rush refutes the proof. Well, too. That's why he explains why you would not be, why you couldn't use the trick of adding a drop of water in this particular case. Now, Vahidi Rishalmi Yesh Litkos Shoyatoen Kol Shal Kiddush Bikli Acher Umozgo Lamocha LaAshlima LaKashir. What's the case in the in our Rishalmi? Rishalmi says, he doesn't drink from the kos itself. But someone asked me, I think yesterday already. Someone asked me kashi yesterday, I thought I'd come to it today. In our case, guy's point has 1.6 revias. So there's a new question. Pour up an entire revias, drink from that kos which has a revias of a low lugma, and then pour the remainder of the original kosher, which is not kosher, on top of that remnant of what you drank, and solve all the world's problems. Who asked? Did you ask me that question yesterday? So you're mechaber to the Elio Rabba. He asked that question against the Mogan Avraham. Why don't you do that? It solves all the world's problems. Oh. That's what he discussed over here. That's exactly what happened in the case of the Yerushalmi. Hold on one second. Says the Teferis Shmuel in the bottom of the Rush. If that's the case, then can Amy can Rayash and Metakan Koshal Brocha Vimayim? Maybe you can't do that. Maybe the reason why the way out is by doing this trick, David's suggestion. There's no proof that a drop of water can work through Metakan. Because he's going to tell me somewhat differently. Right. That's the cash. Right. Questions again. Kosher, how can kosher say bring a rye from here? That you have to drink a cup. You have to drink from a kosher brook, from a cup which has a revius in it. But it still doesn't solve the problem. It's still an easy way out. Do David's trick. That's kind of what David's trick is. I have 1.6, pour off one, drink 0.6, and then pour the 0.6 of the, which is, no. The 0.6 of which remains in the original cup, on top of the 0.4 which remains there, that makes it no more problem, and I have a revius left. That solves all the world's problems. How can I have that problem here? That's a tremendous cash. Now once your question is right, David, and then all bets are off. Can't be any riots. If there's a way out, then there's no riot anything. That's like a bald the cash here. If no one seems to hold that so far. Okay, okay. Now, in fact, is the Mogen Avraham's raya based on Tosfos an accurate raya? You open up a sefer called the Korban Asano, as you know, which duplicates itself in the Siv Chaim by the same author. That's why you have to look basically at both of them. But since you don't all have the Mogen Avraham, so you all have a Korban Asano. Look there. It's a little more complicated there. We'll just look around a little bit. We'll see. He claimed that the Mogen Avraham made a mistake. That Tosfos never meant to pass an halacha l'maisa, it did. You have to actually drink from a cup which has the revias. It's only in the Shaka of the Kaya of the Gemara. Look at the Korban Asano here in the Rosh Hashanah. Simon Tezayin. Actually, Simon Yudal. That's what our Bryce has found. Rush Simon Yudal. Let's start with a little tzaddik. That's what we'll start. We'll be Rishalmi Mash with the coast Pogam Marbal of Koshu Machiro. I feel a little bit of my Takla. The Gazina author of Yoda Talk, Kasa of the Takla life. Here she shows the Koshu Yiddish and the Koshu Pipas and Mosin. The Nos Lobat Mayim and the Chalabo Adam Opa. Upora Maleva Tanya shows the Mashkin, the Zugin, Shavle, and Alala Bell Grosh, the Gilui. And Rabbi Yoko Vishalon of the Klimatis. A different story. The Tema, MK. What's the answer? Your answer, David. Yesh lo mada mayer shekvahayam mozul kibino. Mason bo mayim yosem mekalkul lo yavar al shdiyim. Right? You can't add more water. Korban is on a reish. Third line. The Aldivir Rabbeinu Halolo Bona Beis Yosef Yisodo V'Orach Shulchano V'Simin Reish Ayin Alas Yikidal The Lo Korav Val Mogan Avrom Shekota V'Kol Shulchova Torah Lipa Mikosh Yesh V'Reviv. Not true, he says. Masha, maybe Raya V'Divir Atos Kupay V'Divir Lam Shana Tama Pugamo Ayin Shom Shetzorach Lipa Mikosh Yesh V'Reviv Emes Shekena V'Kosh Shom. It's true. Last line of the daf. Other lo kosu kain ela le teruzi sugya. It's also true. He only said it to answer the sugya, the shakra v'taya. Hey, kama shmami na tama pugama. Avol tenzu kama nisana. Boso the masik ravashi tama pugama v'kosha brala tzorok shia chodem nilsen. Yeah? The didei gilimei mazalot tzorok v'tom kosha chova v'kosha shesh v'reviz. Ravashi airi ha-braisa. She'eino yosim elavikos mitzumtzum. Im ken kushta tos v'lavakilo kashemiji. There's nothing left. Now 1.6 reviews. One reviews. That's all. This is what the Korban Nisanah claims. Although Tosis did say what they said in the Havamina, but the Maskonas HaGemara is not true. There's no such thing. There's no such thing. That's what he says. That's what he says. And he goes a little bit further. He says, Zeo anir mekavonas tosa shon dibri maslam mishum. What's mishum? You saw Mishum. And Kulvaba Manala also said that Ravashi said, never said that Kos Pogam is kosher. Because you can't see from here that Kos Pogam is possible. Because maybe he just had only one reviz. You can't see from here. So the Korban Nisanah says, Hello the Mehol Lekol the Mishum Yilam Kam Avkan. The kosher of the Ramim came the Ezen Tzorek Sider Ravashi. Dvara b'gemara l'mayin afkemina hello l'dina mikoma kum sova kama said in Tava Pugamo. So why did Rav Ashi say what he said? What's equivalent for? Hello tzara plova d'shesavri tosi yesh nafkemina b'divri de Rav Ashi. Why? The army of the saga died and shmamina Tava Pugamo al parakum tzara plova the kol shul kol v'tzara plova the kol shul yesh bo reviz in the havamina kanda lactosis kufayim in base. I will be deep with the Ravashi that there's only exactly one revius and no more. He can name it Lord Sarah from the doctor because she's for revius. Gaval de Gavar. And the Tosis is
you only have to be following.
You don't have to, you can take from a cup and even though there's no revius in it, pour off from a little woman drink from that, that's it. Ukamo came to a woman with Dimash Akas and they must have covered the tame of a fool. Miri Roy Rashvam, this is what all the Bashazan Tak, Akan. V'reyim v'vularim al signon zeh, the matzalama. Dika v'kayim p'yitz rashvam aliba derav ashi she'en lo ala revi'etz mitzumtzum k'mosh p'yitz rabbeinu ava v'tchila v'emes sagadayinach n'kot pogam lo yikadash al klal afilim v'di'evet g'mal v'gemart, Kofin Asanel says. What do you mean? If a kol's pogam is kosher b'di'evet, how do you give a guy a right to eat before Abdullah because this is the chatzchila the gadin? And there is no, the Gemara originally told the kol's pogam is possibly even b'di'evet, not in the maskana. There is no proof from Asugi b'chlav that the Kofin Asanel is b'tzumtzum. Then we can take only the chatzchila. This is the Kofin Asanel's entire mahalach here in the Sukkah.
When you look at the Gemara, the Gemara says Shemamida and Zerushet, and it says,
Yes.
We've been discussing though really that you make your bracha on the 1.6. Why can't you take it out before in the anyway?
You can take out.
Before you make the bracha, make it on the revius, and then you have the other one. Sort of like what Dave was saying. That
no, if you don't take anything out, you're just drinking the 1.6. The entire 1.6 becomes pogo.
So don't pour out the 1.6.
Before you even make the bracha, drink. Pour out the 0.6.
Drink your point.
Drink out the
0.6. Drink
the 0.6. Pour it back in. Trade pogo. What are you suggesting?
You have 1.6.
Right.
So before you make the bracha, pour out the 0.6.
Right.
So now you have a revius, which right. is enough to make the bracha.
Right, right. And
just
then,
0.6. And then
pour back. That's David Schwartz's cash.
But we were discussing after the bracha, really.
That's David. No, you have David's cash. And I
talk to my
thing. No, but you have the Gavald as a cash. And your cash is quarter by the mass of Sashek. Those who happen to have the, on that mother that I brought, you said it was, what was it, the Reish Aleph, Sibyut Aleph. That's the Bangla Ramadan to which the Korban Asana refers. So he quotes the Machtes HaShekel from a forest on the Bangla Ramadan, quotes David Schwartz's Kasha in the name of the Elio Rabba. Mamashi, yes, it's your Kasha.
No one's version of it?
Does it make a difference?
How we get a Lush?
Destroys the
Machtes. How we get a Lush? Since it's Shmer, Hamadzi Lish, listen carefully, okay? Tell me whose version it is. I thought you were saying the same thing. Hamadzi lishpoch ma'at me'akos li'kliyacher v'yitnem mikos sheyesh l'reviz v'yitpachna ma'akak ha'yedei ma'at sheshafach li'yodo olam kos acher. That's the kash, that's your kash, isn't it?
No,
it's version.
That's important. I tried to answer that you have to drink from the kos.
Yeah, but you're wrong. Everyone assumes you're wrong.
But no one's answer, I'm so excited anyway.
Why?
You are drinking from the kosher bracha.
That's the kasha which he asks. You know what he answers? An amazing answer. We don't pass like the Yerushalmi. Obviously, Tosfos was working with an assumption against the Yerushalmi. What did the Yerushalmi say? You pour a cup of a drop of water or wine into a cup, you therefore cancel the status of public. The only way to answer this kasha is to assume that the Tosfos and the Bavli and the Magen Avraham reject that bit of the Yerushalmi. You cannot fix it up by adding a mashu.
Do you reject the counter din of pouring into a cup of nafaga?
Well, hold on a second. One second. The Mordechai quotes it to Fatim, who argue on the Yerushalmi. And the Beis Yosef quotes it in Tzimut Kufei Beis. That's one answer. Or, one second, or at the very least, says Esther, the Machtes and Shekel, the Gemara at the very beginning held against the Yerushalmi. On a base. Maybe the Maskona, they may adopt the Yerushalmi, perhaps. I want to say Shmamina 9, Shmamina Teisha, instead of Tamni, Shmamina Teisha. Because the Gemara is assumed to be against the Yerushalmi. You know what the Machtes Shekel answers? It's Pusha. The Gemara is instead of Pusha, that the Yerushalmi is wrong. As a matter of fact, if we look at the Shmir Shabbos, because of Perek Mem Ches, or Ayin, he has this Gavaldi Kash and Ketosis. One who says, Shmanina, the ninth din of the Machar Avraham. But you can't drink from a cup that's the Revius in it.
says the says the Shlomo Zalman Arba, how does it change from the Kosher to being world?
That's a Kosher at all.
It's
the biggest Kosher at all.
Yes, it's a Kosher. Now, hello from the Maisim of both sides. We're stuck in a very strange predicament. We have two Kulas. One of them is Mukhra, the Yisham. One of two things. One of two things. Either you don't have to drink from the Kosher Shushadar Ravis. That's how the Mechava learned, with the Korban Asana, as we just read before. Or, the alternative is, that if I pour a drop of water into the wine, it's no longer considered to be bone. One of those two coolers must exist. Allah Kala Maisa, which one should we adopt? A, B, or both? There's no proof to both. I can't prove that both coolers are correct. I have one thing, I have to explain it one of two ways. Either by saying that he poured the matcha with the pocket, or by saying, you know, that drink the kosher release, but I can't prove that both these schools are right. So what do we do, Allah for the mice? Seems to me, one second, if you have to pick one chumah to be machma for, you should be machma like the moment I'm wrong. That's what I try to do every Shabbos. I try to make sure that the reveal is up to my kos after I finish pouring out. Now one of my tanayim got me a big, humongous kos. It's an easy thing to do now. So, but before that, I'd be much more sparing and drinking the wine. Now my kids love this new kos. They get more wine. That's the bottom line. Since I got the new kos, I keep filling up the chakras to the top. Before that, they used to be only filled to the half or less. Now I have such a margin, I keep pouring and pouring and pouring and pouring full cups of, you know, 1 ounce cups, and I still have left my 3 ounces to drink from. So it must be a, what would you say, a 12 ounce cup? That new breath I have? Very pretty.
And it's enough that only one person drinks from the kosher bracha of the Rebbe's?
I drink the Rebbe's. So it's an easy thing to do now. So, but before that, I'd be much more sparing and drinking from the wine. Now my kids love this new because they get more wine. That's the bottom line. Since I got the new coast, I keep filling up the chakras to the top. Before that, they used to be only filled to the half or less. Now it's such a margin. I keep pouring and pouring and pouring and pouring full cups of, you know, 1 ounce cups, and I still have left my 3 ounces to drink from. So it must be a, what would you say, a 12 ounce cup? That new breath I have? Very big.
And it's enough that only one person drinks from the kosher bracha of the Rebbe's?
I drink the Rebbe's. So if it's I would say it's maybe a 10-ounce cup. So I pour out, I can pour out 7 ounces and still have 3 ounces left for myself. So not a problem. Great. Then I'm in trouble. Then I get, you don't drink rope close for it. No one doesn't drink rope close for a kid. It's only $2 close. No one
does. And he doesn't use that cup for
$1 close. I don't. This is a cup, it's a cup. I don't get that one.
Can you pour more in and make add to make sure there's a refuse when you drink? I mean, you have 12 people at the table. And
yeah, I pour up too much, by mistake. Just add more wine.
Right, since no one drinks.
Good question. Maybe I'll be good. Interestingly.
You have to give out to 20 people.
Interestingly, I said before that we in Sufet of a Pashat, everyone seems to accept the kula that a mashu, yayin, or water will fix up the problem. It's only the other kula that you don't need to drink from a kosher tradition is controversial, and everyone doesn't like it. Therefore, I say, be machlek like the Magen Avraham, if possible, be makel that the mashu of Yayin will be mistaken. Guess what? The Shmiras Shabbos Lechos and Perek Mem Zayin Har Ayin Hay. Quote Yeshuas Yaakov. Yeshuas Yaakov passes also the taken Yayin Pogum B'Shabbos. Now, when do we always be talking about Yayin Pogum? Always on Shabbos. During the week, we know there's almost no kosher brachah. It's against the Shulchan Aruch. It's a new mutter. Answer of Shlomo Zalman Oyer about the following interesting answer. He says as follows. The Yeshua Siakov holds
that it's not enough of a mashu of yayin or mayim to be metakan kol sfavim. You always need a rove. You need a rove to be metakan. If you need a rove, it's in the bottle of a rove. To do bitl on Shabbos is not a right thing to do. That's what the... But since we pass in our lochah to not have a mashu, so therefore it's good to do it on Shabbos. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. Now open up to the Mishnah Berurah, Kuf Pei Bei Sif Kot Chom Dalet. Right, everyone should have that Mishnah Berurah, Kuf Pei Bei Sif Kot Chom Dalet. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I need it for Kiddush. I need it for next day's Kiddush. Okay, I'm going to need it for benching. Yeah?
What is that? Something you make Kiddush on a regular 4 ounce cup or 3 ounce cup that you have there? And then
everyone
in the family, you put their glasses, a little
grape
juice and wine on the table, and you'll have the wine,
and your kiddush goes to
go back.
Oh,
that's
awesome.
So you're making
out
a
full coast. Very good.
It's only,
you know,
depending on that
goal,
but so what, you're at the
Ziga kiddush. Very good. Sure, excellent. We'll come to that in a second. Take a look at the Mishnah Rukuf Pei Bei Sivkot Chav Dal. The Mechaber says, Im hoyu kosus haf tesudu gumim, so if losses will be called Sabrachal Asofa, the Yesh Mishomash Ain Tzorah. Some say, Kos Pogel doesn't make a difference if you're not the actual person who's making the bench of the Kiddush the game may be. Listen to Mishnah Berurah Chav Dal. The Kos Brachal. The Imraka Mavarech Levada Ochis Kos Vyodah. Ach She'oz HaVesubin Bal Korcha Toamim Mikos Pogel. Ach HaShashasa Hu. There's only one cup of that. And I have it. I drink first. Lo ichbasla. Came at the mitzvila ha'ayat kos shalem v'kulu g'chad chashiv. So if you drink from my kos, my original kos that I made kiddush on, you're not considered to drink from the kos pom. Who said so? Chavez harosh. Where's the rush? The same as shvivei eish that I had here, and I think I have it on the side, that I was bringing, I brought in. Here's a whole siman of this, siman tezvo. He claims that the Taz and the Alter Rebbe disagree with this thing. And he has the where rush? Who rush? He was the rush. Take a look at in a different Mishnah Berurah. Reish and Sharatian actually. And Reish, I and Allah, back where we came from, Sifkot Pei Tes. Again he quotes the word rush. Reish, I and Allah, Sifkot Pei Tes. Once again he broke in a rush. Doesn't tell you where it is. Page 98. Last 2 lines, but on the page. Ukshav shosim kula mikol shel bracha. Af al gav dehu shosim mitfila. Lo mikri mikol shel.
What was the meaning of that?
Hypo, no?
No, lo shouldn't be there.
Should be, she ain't the mistake. Lo mikri mikol shel pogum, right? The word she ain't was a typo.
No, he said
the
lo is.
Oh, something's wrong. Either lo is wrong or she ain't was wrong. One word is wrong, but Baruch Hashem as Mechavim, so the new condition which makes a correction. The Chashuvim ke Mekadesh Gufa, the Rakish and Shofet Mikosel the Kosan, then Be'inan Sheishvo Kodem Sheishna Be'atmo, Kumosh HaKosav HaRosh. What rush? Where rush? Who rush? What rush? The same as Shvivet is an entire simon. Does it mean this rush? Does it mean that rush? Does it mean the third rush? All of them are wrong, the Chara, as he himself says. And in the brackets, at the end, after three pages, he says, Shuv, Herod, Barash, Arvish, Sachin, Simon, Chafal. Give a look. That's what I think of. I think that's the correct rush. It doesn't even elaborate. He was so spent, given quote, he mentioned all those rushes. He never got around to explaining what too much what the right rush was. Give a look. In Simon, Chafal. I don't know. Mishnah doesn't even call it. Maybe he had already written so much. Was already typeset. I mean, it's very nice for Kulam. I'm not going to go into it. I think it's all wrong. The last bracket is right.
You know, I saw this in the Shabura once. It's called the Shabura Arush. And, like, I don't know if they only published the Shabura Arush in the Shabura. They did. I have three minor buckles in the Shabura Arush.
I'd like to see it.
And look at the store. I've probably seen it.
Okay. I haven't seen it.
Why have you seen it?
Take a look at Simon Chav Aleph. In Mishnah Berurah, in the Rush, rather. Tzachim. Arbet Tzachim. Take a look, the famous Gemara, we know this Gemara from months and months ago. Hishke l'men l'bonavim v'nei b'eso yotza. The fourth line of the paragraph. Omer av nachem v'yitza l'udashasi ruba de kasa. Says the Rosh, Ubnei, start of the line. Ubnei beso shosin hamiyut hanishar. Mashma delechatchila in tzorach lashkosam. Elohu shosa kol hakos. Ben yotzim b'shmiya. And lechatchila, you let them drink a little bit from the coast which you drank from first. Ayat hakos pogo. The answer is the Rush, and that's what that presumably what the permission of charity is referring to. That what they drink for the original cause is not considered to be pump. That's another way out. If you don't have many little cups to pour around, let everybody drink from the cause of Kiddush. Problem is sakana, as Yeshua correctly points out. Open up to the Shulchan Aruch back. Simon Kuf Ayin Sif Tezayin. Kelly Base. Kuf Ayin Sif Tezayin. We point out this is sakana. Real question. They knew about it in ancient years. There's a problem with sakana. Hold on. It's the Sefer Derech Eretz Zuta. So Shlomo Zalman then, and then Shmir Shabbos, Perek, and Zion, Ara Samach Tes, there's Gevalt, Sakana. So I think there's an answer to that. Because the Mishnah Brura writes over here, in Sivkot, Lamed, Zion, Shema Machmas Abusha Yikabu Mechaver Mimenu, V'yish Nebal Karcha, ואולי חבר לא יעשה לשלוש ממה ששיר זה דפשם של צער ורוב כל שם ויהיה חוי על איזה ולפי זה דווקא נוסנו ליודו אבל מניחו לפונה ולוקח מעצמו less long בו it's not a problem and I want to add it seems to me if it's all within the family that the person that embarrassed to say that you have a bad cold I'm not going to drink from your Kiddush So then I think it'll be okay. Well, we'll make a veil with
it.
Right, not me, the Ovi, Bala, Ishta, this kind of stuff.
First of all, medically, a cold is not seen until 48 hours later. So if you make it a dry night and you suck it all Sunday, but Monday you'll see a woman come down to the cold.
Well, of course, if you're sleeping better, so my doctor said the alcohol will kill the cold drink, I told you. But I cold pump, I try to avoid doing this. I don't do this. I pour out in advance. The Shmira Shabbat, the very same Siv, talks about Ishto Nida. Those Ishto, the din of Ishto Nida, if a woman is a Nida, and her husband is not supposed to pour wine out for her, so if he's married and he has children or guests around the house, it's not a problem. Because you're allowed to pour out five cups. And you don't know if no one is B'yuchat for your wife, so it's okay. Let's say a man is married, and he's just got married, newly married. He's eating a meal by himself Friday night, and his wife wants to drink from the cultural Kiddush. He can't pour off her if she's a din of a nida. So what does he do? He finishes, he takes his cups, drinks what he drinks, puts it down, and she can drink from it. He's not supposed to be the shagir of the cultural, so he sends it to her. So he said, Ivy should be embarrassed, because she has to go pick up the cups from the madrasah. If no one else is around, so she's not embarrassed. If someone else is around, they should pour up two kosos, and then she takes one of them, so you can't lose. That's what I think. Yeah.
What's wrong with drinking from the bottom?
You're trying to have a thought between having company and not having company. When you're alone, no one knows the difference.
Okay. Rabbo said, I want to get to Tosfos, Kuf, Vav, and Aleph.
This is the same problem.
Must go right, we're behind the schedule.
This
yes.
is the same problem, though, the guest was also making his own Kiddush, though.
You don't let him. So you don't offer it to him. Finish. Your wife's more important than your guest. Your Shalom Bayis is more important than your guest. Yes?
Also, this is going to be part of the environment, and it was all based on the truth is,
What's your question?
It seems like that most of the people don't follow it, but these things you're talking about. Why is that so?
I don't know.
Kuvava Man Aleph Tosa says the famous Gemara, which we discussed last week, by Kiddusha Rabba. He didn't know what it was. So he figured the way around, they bore a pregoff, and the Saba bent down. The older man bent down and started drinking the wine. He saw that the whole Zach was only bore a pregoff. Chacham ain't a Barosh. Says Tosfos like this. Says Tosfos. Dim Toma. The parrot shloshes sha'aful kamina in a mesuvin masharan little machiyutan of the bar. Gval. Paskunyak. And I used to have this guy was gone. The Saba was gone from Mishasi. V'yei shloma da ayinu datka v'hamotzi. Shetzorech lechol kidi armina v'peregu v'bezdin. Lo yifas adam prusa l'orchen elam kain ofalim moed. He'll go tzorech l'haf nashidu on the bar. You can't eat without me. Because I cannot make a bracha of hamotzi for you. I will kid the shein chol v'lishos lam avarach at all. I don't have to make any... I told you that I do this sometimes when I have kiddush and shul, I don't want to drink. I have to stand the regular kiddush. So I make bar for a cup and someone else drinks for me. That works by kiddush, and we assume according to the Ramah, even for kiddush around against Rabbi Nadavi. Says the Tosfos, ain't sorry for half. You don't have to wait for me, you have to wait forever. In theory, you have to wait forever. That's the point. In theory, you have to wait forever. I'll make bar for a cup. And you won't drink, and I won't drink, and you're waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. You wait till you're blue in the face. So,
after a month.
I say no. So therefore, there's no answer in the case of kiddush. And that's the raya which Rabbi Shlomo Zalman brings to this Tosfos against the Rabbi Nadav. But he's talking about kiddush Rabbah, and yet he says there's no need for the mevarech, for the mekadesh himself, to drink from the wine. Umiyu, the Yerushalmi with the brachas Amarav Abba b'shem Rav b'shem Rav Habesubin Asurin Litom Ad Sheyitna Amavar. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omer Shosin Efal Pichelos Shosa. Below Pligi, Madam Rabbi Abba, she was cool as the cook in the Kos Efa. Madam Rabbi Yeshua, she ate the Kalefa, Kos of the Yodo. What do you see over here? They had your suggestion. Who suggested before? Everyone had a little Kos in front of them. A Kos in front of them, and they all their own Kos. No problem. And they can drink without. They don't have to wait for me. Umash Manami, in Ain Kos of the Yodo, Afilu Shafak me Kos Brocha, the Kos of Sakarim. Ain lahem litom ad sheyitlam
amavarek. You don't have to drink from the wine.
You get the impression in the first case that if they have nothing of their own, I start pouring for them. That's what happens in my house every week. They have to wait for me. If they had their own clothes in front of them, which was filled before me, kiddush, they would not have to wait. Ulekach ha'begochen v'shosi. Why was the Saba bending down to drink? Because he had his own kos in front of him. Obviously, he had his own kos in front of him. Umikan yesh lo chiyach, says Tosfos. Shein tzorech lishpuch mikol shel bracha l'shar kosos. There's no need for me to pour to everybody's kos. If he has a kos in front of him, it's good enough.
Does everyone have to have a release of his kos?
Oh, that's Dole asked a $64,000 question. What's the story over here? Was there a reveal in everybody's cup? Well, like we have small shot glasses in everybody's cup. Can you tell us from the Tosfos which way it was? It's a very important question, though. I'm glad you asked it. A very important question. How do you learn from the Tosfos? This Saba, he had a reveal in front of him, like we have today, a little shot glass. Can you tell? I can't tell. I'd like someone to be able to do some research. What about tomorrow? Which way was it? Very Nogel
Amaisa.
Very Nogel Amaisa.
Money on the table.
No, see soon. I'll tell you why. It's very okay. Hold on. Umiyu, heke the pegimi. If the coast in front of our old pogum, then sarach lishpoch imenu the shark coast b'shiyishtu mikula mikosh and a pogum. Afa gav the steel of ach. But whole thing's only lachatchila. You see an erivin. Yeah. Still, lachatchila strip had wine which is not possible. Vigam the hamotzi. Yeshlo chiyach may yushalmi im yeshlo chol echad kikro ain tzorech lahamtin v'ocho kol echad mishalo. Everyone has lechemish in front of them. You don't have to wait for me to eat for my lechemish the first. If you don't, you have to wait for me. Oh, now a cold brook. I mean, the Nami brook is Balabayas Botseg, the Shivsabai and Yopa, the Masha Shain Ochman, the Masha Michalak Lehem, Myri, Kishain Kikal of Nekol Echot, and then you have to wait for me. Hinami Bishabis, Uchagon Shain Lechem Lechem Mishnah, the Ostrichim Lechem Tsiyos, I need for my Kala, you have to wait for me.
You're saying by the past, you
need lechem mishnah by each one. Or if you're eating all from my lechem mishnah, you may not eat before I eat.
So with that
there are some children in the house who don't know this. You'll tell them. You're in shir, and they should wait for drinking the cup. Should chop the kol swine and chop the kala before the person who's making kiddush should make a motzi shirash. Tell me a little bit of the shir something.
Didn't we say, we just said kiddush is not a problem?
No, they don't have their own kol swine. They only take mark. They don't have anything. I
still, you don't have to drink.
Right.
Since you don't have to drink, the kiddush can still drink.
2 days of tosis. Oh, I am.
Kiddush is okay.
like the first day of tosis. If they don't have to drink, you can drink ahead of me. But we tell him we pass the second day of tosis. You should wait. He doesn't have to come.
Let him give that as a bar mitzvah.
Oh, wow. One of the many drugs that may be given. We'll see. Okay.
It shows that he needs lechem mishnah by each one, so maybe...
Either lechem mishnah by each one, or by one, and they all get
tzomim. So the same thing by kiddush, apply the same principle that each one needs a review.
I'm just saying, the comparison to lechem mishnah should indicate that when tosis, each one has their own kos, but the kos would all be the kol ha-dukeh, pretosev, and it's a pliyas bo, which means the reviews. Not bad, it's an indication. Not bad. Comes along the Rosh and Simon Tezayim with a different shot in this Ha'ul Saba. Interesting shot. Give a look, please. Called the Saba, how did he drink from it? So he never drank the bluff with a small basis. The Yesh Lomar Shev Poshat Yodo Lika Chakos Lufisha Yomarev. Avaladayin lo shasa. He never drank. If that's the case that he never drank, this also knocks off the original riot which Tosfos brought, that everyone around the table could just drink from his own coast without having the balabais pour in. That's now slugged up too. Take a look under the hay. The yesh nagin shenagin lishkoch because the brachas b'shar kosos which are filled. V'hocha mashmet lo tzarev. The ahu saba shasa because so apal pishlo shava shlo shasa b'varach b'shava because brachas shalom. Says the Rosh v'nira li dein raya with a small little basis. The mehocha. The eagle and mema the gochin v'ikvia koso lahoshit l'mavarach shishkoch l'koso. The gachem v'shalzi the kama pirish gachem liten koso kadele taken lishdos, but the taka never drank from it yet. So that all the riots are off if you hold like this shot. Yes.
You say that if he's drinking from you're pouring into his cup, and since you don't have to drain, then he can drink before you. But if not, but if you have your own cup in front of you, until he drinks, you're not allowed to drink.
Who the fuck cares? If I have my own cup, then I don't have to wait for him. I'm independent. If I don't have my own cup.
But since you're not drinking from the wine that he's making kiddush from, you have to wait for him to drink so can be...
So proves to me that it's not true. The whole Saba was not going to drink from that wine. The Rush slugged up the proof.
Based on this Rush.
Right. Now, could you read this Lashon again one more time? I want to read this Lashon on Afal-P. Read the Lashon on Afal-P. The Rush says... What's the bottom? Two lines under the hay. Do you make any diyukim from that Afal Pi over there?
That if he would have drank.
Oh, very good. What happened over here? That Usaba Shasa Mikoso, Afal Pi means even though Shalos Shasa Mivarech Vishafach Mikos Bracha Shalom. Even though he did not. What did he not do? He did not drink from his cup and pour into his cup from his own cup. That's what didn't happen. But the implication is, if that did happen, would Avada be good? You know what impression I received from that Rush, believe it or not? That if I drink a kosher yayin and I pour into your kos, it's okay. It's not considered to be pogum.
but if he drinks from
that's
the same
cup. That's how I read the Rosh Kipshuta.
If he would drink from the same cup.
One sec. Because after all, someone mentioned to me earlier today, I think David mentioned it, that if we're going to say this Chiddush, that the Kol Shel Bracha is magic, and it's considered ain't no part of, you know, other drink from it subsequently, then why can't I drink and then pour off? So what do I answer you? No, the magic only exists as long as it's in the original cup. But you read the Rosh Kipshuto, again, that's a little bit of a confusing phrase, it might lead an individual to that conclusion. Maybe, maybe. But I don't really believe it, I'll tell you why. Let's first read it again and see if I may, if you can show me why I'm wrong, I'm not sure. Let's again see. Start again. V'ye shenoag under the hay. Lishvach mikol shabracha l'shar kosis. I pour into your cup. Bracha mashmah the Lord Tzarech. I don't have to pour into your cup. You have your own wine without me. Dahu saba shasa mikol. He drank his own cup. And didn't wait for the guy to pour into it. Now, afapi means, even though it was shvach, it was weak, but if this thing happened, it would have even been better. So what's the better thing which could have happened? Afapi shalo shasa mevorech v'shafach mikol bracha l'shalom. What didn't happen? That the person who made kiddush should drink, and then the shalom is afterwards, no, mashmas. And then after drinking, should pour into the Saba's kos. Implying that if that's what did happen, it would be no problem, it would be great. Why is it great? It's a problem. Unless you'll say, let me ask you, what's the thing of that? Just realize this. What's it if I have, here's what we said before, let's say I have a reveres of Yayan Chain of Pogo. And someone pours in a little bit of Yayan Pogo. And the majority is in the pub. Is that the kind of pub? It's bubble. It's a question, man, about the Nisim of Chatila that we're supposed to talk about. I'm serious. I remember my father's design was done every single year when we were growing up. He'd make Abdullah, wouldn't finish the whole cup. He went up, finished the whole cup before. He drank over your own course. He wouldn't pour the wine directly back into the bottle.
He'd pour wine first into
He'd first
the
pour
cup.
Wine into the cup. And then back. I was like, what's he doing over there? What's he doing? What's he doing this for? Look at that stuff. Mysticism. No, but we think that. Because by pouring a mashu from the bottle into the cup, he would say it's no longer pogo. No longer pogo, we have to rely on Bitlis and the Chatchila. I think it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch that it's in somewhere. Did you see it? Did you come across it in the Ma'am Makam or something? I think it's quoted over here.
But that would only be if you drank from the cup itself.
One second. So now I'm thinking now that maybe the FLP is no proof anymore. Even if the FLP is Kipshuto, but if I have a coast which is has a revius, which you maybe have it over here, even less than a revius for that matter, but it's more, it's a majority compared to what you're going to pour in, yes, it's a question of bitlis al chatchila, but that's, some say it's not, no real, no such thing. Yeah, right. Where's that thing quote about bitlis al chatchila? Where's that quote? Pour back. That's exactly.
That makes it up.
Maybe he had a rebius, and it was more than a rebius in the coast.
Maybe
it was 10 I don't remember.
Isn't there
any
to
avoid
child
and
then
make
that's why we make the dollar and rebius. They make the dollar and rebius, don't worry about the drink.
Shmir Shabbos quotes that then, right? Yeah, you have a Shmir Shabbos. Look under that big quote that I think it's Nebuchadnezzar. Why is it that Shmir
Shabbos
for wine? If I put a non-pogamic wine into other wine, then nothing is pogam anymore. It's magic.
Right. Non-pogam.
All the way around? Last one is
no,
a magical touch.
But if you put a pogam to the non-pogam, then the pogam makes the non-pogam.
I want to know if I put pogam into non-pogam. I know the pogam remains pogam. I want to know what happens to the non-pogam.
Why does the pogam remain pogam?
That's an ass question. It only works the other way around. You look here for the favorites. Coupe Bay says so.
You're sticking the non-pogam into the pogam. You're putting it into the pogam territory. You're doing it the other way around.
It just doesn't work. It just doesn't work. What can I tell you?
No. Where is that then? I don't see that then offhand, but it exists. Anyway, my proof that it's not so is the Rosh in Brachos, which I asked you to look at. What are you reading? Kuf Pei Bei Sifkat Hei? Let's take a look. Kuf Pei Bei Hei, which the Brewer Chaf Zion. One second, what does it say there? Im Hechzer Hayayin Shal Kos Pogom Kankan Hayayin Shebekankan Kosher Bishim the Kama Kama Bottle. One minute, says the Mishnah Berurah Chaf Ches, Luvachi Hayayin Shebekankan Yosemir Hayayin Shebekos. Then the Chaf Zion, that's what I was looking for. Aber der Khatkhila aus Rasaske. Oh, und der Khain Noah in der Hose von der Mitkhila mit mehr Kanka. Wo wir sind mit Tukon. Du aber sie war, aber hat gar schon von aus der Kanka. That's my father for all the years. But he still does it.
We're saying if the bottle is half full already, so you just pour it in. That was the question. You just
try to... Well, take a look, a very important Sharatzi in Chav Dalet. Because the Mishnah Berurah said, what do? You pour a little bit from the kankan, and then you pour it back into the kankan, and the Mishnah Berurah, the Sharatzin, it says, Mogan Avram, V'yaf, the Medina Kaimalon, the Sivav, the Meshvicha, Ma'at Yayin, O Mayim, the Sofan Sagi, but Ofan Zeh, Odif Tvei. What does Ofan Zeh mean? I lost it.
For pouring the wine into the cup, opposed to the wine.
Why? What do you do? You pour from the can
into the yain. Hey.
My father is other tefei.
Yeah. Because
you get both.
What do you get both? First, I'm attacking it.
Right.
And then.
That's not good. So at least you pour it back in the bottom
of the spot. Af das Rami Rutenberg lo sviri ait to the ticket ma'at ma'im o yayin she knows in the Zohar. At least have the bottle of a row. I see. So kids, that knocks off my raya from this Rosh. Because I was saying, anyway, the Rosh is in Perek Zayim, Brochus, Sim and Tezvo.
What does it tell you? It's classic to say, I'm paying on the book, it's a cool of a whole side. Maybe it's the other one, but I'm not
sure. Hold on. Look at the Rosh over here in Perek Zayim, Sim and Tezvo and Mesef the Brochus. The Rosh is the Feirish, the Chumrah. Avo, listen carefully. Im hayu pagumin, sarach lishboch mikol shal bracha l'toch kol kos, kol kos, kodem sheyishte hamevarev. It's the Feirish, so therefore this deep is wrong. Okay, that's another reason why it's wrong. We have a majority. Very good. Of course the same thing, so we found it. Very good. My father did it right. Baruch Hashem. Now, take a look at about Zion, Simon Reish, Ayin Aleph again.
This would only be for Abdullah.
Siftez Zion and Yudzion. I finished the whole course.
No, but this would
be grape juice, that's
this would only be for Abdullah, this would be also Kiddush.
Anything. I finished the whole, we always, in our house, nothing is left over. Tezvo. Brooks. Take a look at about Zion, these two Simonim, Sifim, Reish, Ayin Aleph, Siftez Zion and Yudzion, for a minute. Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Tes Zayin and Sif Yud Zayin. Lo Yidamu Hamesis. Pause for the reason we learned so far today. Summary. Lo Yidamu Hamesubim Kodem Sheyidam Hamekadesh. Im Heim Zukukim Lekos Lo Sheshof Rimenu Lekos Lo Sheviyonim Rei Kodem. It's a Mayas. O Pegumim. Avalim Hoyalim Kosis Yayin Chain of Pagumim, Rashoyim Lishtos Kodem Shishta Makadish. I want to know, Revius or no Revius?
No one was able to solve it for me yet. Revius? Oh, David is a brisker already. It's not a revius, it's not called a kos. Okay. I just want to see the fairish. You're dying. Ain't sarach lishpoch mikos and mekadesh lekosos yayin shalif ne'am asubim. They can just drink from their own wine. Elam ken hayu apugumim. Sh'os sarach lishpoch lekos lekos, k'day she yishtu kula mikos shen apog. Of course, only the chadfila in this particular case. So now I have the following question over here.
So he just said, Revius is no other one not called the cause.
That's the question. That's the question. That could be.
Since they don't even have to drink, so what do you. Then why should you need Revius?
Right.
I want to know, the Rosh quoted somebody that they would pour all the time, V'yesh Noagin. See, it's not Banish of an Oracle. We have you read it in the Rosh. V'yesh Noagin, Lishbuch Mikol Shal Bracha L'Shar Kosas. And here, see, it's not that you don't need it, there's no riot, they're not slugged up. Maybe Taki, you do need it. What does that mean? But if you have a kos wine and yain in front of you, and I have a kos yain in front of me, I make Kiddush, and you listen to me. The minute which the Rambam, which the Rosh quarter was, that even though you have a kos in front of you, I still have to pour some of my wine into your kos. Why? David, why? Say it, look. Said it before, your suggestion. Right. Has to be kosher bracha. You have a kos sitting in front of you on the table. That's not a kosher bracha. You didn't make Kiddush. I make Kiddush. So the whole bit of the Nebuchadnezzar to be talking about kosher bracha. So if you have a kos in front of you and I make Kiddush, so what? You can't just drink from your kos. I have to pour in from my kos into your kos. That's the Yesh Nogin. I have a chabas, it's not that way. So the Aniyah's Daini Pshat is, it's still called the kosher bracha. Even though you didn't say a word, since the kos is in front of you, and I'm making Kiddush and you're listening and answering Amen, it's labeled as a kosher bracha. Look at the carbon of saddle, Rabbi Osai. Os Beis. He holds the Kiddush, the kos in his hand. I guess Zukim, etc. Abu Birkas Abazan Biyokin, Afan Adamatuna kos, Mikomakom, Enam Ochazim Akos Biyodam, Rakminichin Olsen Ala Shulchan Lifneem, Kemosha Kosa Paramo, Simon Kuf Pei Beis, Loka Bach, etc. What's he saying over here? And then he quotes, "Gam b'kitzvi ha'arik shemavarech yichidi yiten yemino al smola negad achaza v'yizgareno." What does that mean? Could you close your eyes on the coast in front of you? The Arizal said, "Don't pick up the cup. Apikavala, even the cup if you're biyachid." So if you don't pick up the cup, why about having a cup? The cup of the Tama, the Levi is saying that if I have a cup in front of me, it's considered Sira Bracha ala kos. This is very relevant to the Seder night. We spoke about Arichas Gadola. At the Rabbi Nachumra, remember he told you, he picked up the cup for the whole Agada.
If you dropped it, you have to start again.
For the whole Agada, no one does that. Why not? So I think the answer is, aside from that, Hodi Shlomo, it's too big of a hassle. If you have the kos in front of you, it's considered Seder Bracha ala kos, like the Arizal said.
It's a good reason to rush the Seder.
Of course, Rav Osai. Of course, you have to have a revius. Presumably, the korban is not on Shad and our kos.
Everyone has a kos in front of you.
When everybody's kos has a revius. I wanted to say so. Like David said, a kos is a brisk, a kos is a revius. Tosha. That's why I think the korban is not learning, otherwise, I don't say the Hemshech Advar. Wow. So it comes out that Lamaisa, no one does that. I've never been in a house where everybody has his own kosher revius in front of them.
My father used to have him pour his cup and pour another cup, a full cup, and my we also all had our own kosher. And my brother would pour into the cup, but I don't think we had a revius in the cup. So now we just from his class.
Rabbo said, I want to discuss one more thing with you today before we break. I have to just cheat a little bit, go a little bit over time, because we only have two more shiurim for today, and we are slightly behind. I want to discuss one more thing with you, and then we will stop. Siv Tezvav, the din. Just turn back one page. Huh? Siv Tezvav, please. Siv Tezvav. Reshenov. Kidesh, the kodem shetan hifsik b'dibur. Choser mevarach bar peragafen, vein tzorach la'atzal l'kadesh. Okay, I can accept that. It's the next thing I cannot understand. V'huadin, im nishpach hakos, kodem sheyitom mimenu, yavi kos acher umevarach alav bar peragafen, V'ein tzarech la'azar u'lekadosh. Pile ploy mamish. The man never drank a melalugma from the original kos. If you look back at Sif Yud Gimel, it says, tzarech lishtos mikol shel kiddush kemelalugma. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Samach Dalet, v'im lav lo yotza. That's exactly what happened in Sif Tezvav. He made Kiddush on the coast. The whole thing spilled out. Right. So how could you be yotza if you don't make Kiddush all over again? Pilei ploim. I can't understand it. The first case I understand.
There's one person.
The first case, what happened, Hipsik B'dibur. All right, he spoke. So he has to make a bar product all over again. But still, he's able to drink a minute later of a lulukma from the original kosher bracha, but if it all spilled out, it's finished. It's finished. Where did this come from? Where in the world did it come from? So if you look carefully in the sources, that's why you have to look at the tur in this case. The Beis Yosef and the Prisha. I'll tell you where it comes from, yes.
Assuming that you drink, that everyone drinks from your cup, you drink a little, does the Alabais have to drink a lulukma, or couldn't? Together, everyone has to.
We'll get to that later. The machlokes, whether there's the one little. Look at Shabbat, you doubt it. You doubt it. 2 days in the rush. V'yesham the kevin shebein kulam tov mukum alugma v'yotzu. This is Machab Yudal. The shtias kulam is tarev as a shir. And others say no. The first line, the ain shtias shnaim is tarev as a kinalugma. We'll discuss it by Rishas later, tomorrow or Thursday. I don't know what to that. Yeah.
What's the problem? Is the problem that. How is Yotzi the whole Kiddush?
Yeah!
Why does Kiddush out? With the Yannis only to Rabbanah?
Oh, so the rice is Yotzi, granted. But the Rabbanah now.
So you make a new bar in front of and that's it?
No! Like a new Makadosh on Shabbos!
Why you already did that though? You already.
Yeah. But the Mishnah Berurah said in Sif Kotan son of Dalet. The Bible calls him. You're not Yotzi Kiddush. Him lav lo Yotzi. Who said so? Who's the source? Son of Dalet Sharatzian. Gemara, Kuf Zayin and Malal Kuf Sakin. If you didn't have a little look, it's nothing. From what? But that's nothing.
You didn't have a cup
of nothing. That second was in the bottle. But that was in the bottle.
It was on the table.
What if it wasn't on the table? Doesn't say it was on the table.
No, I'm saying, but if the bottle would have been on the table, it would be
no,
the same thing.
No,
the same thing that we can drink from our kosher review. So we don't make it rough.
What if I fill up my kos, I put the bottle back in the refrigerator or the back of the kitchen, and now it spills.
Okay,
different
no. Days. No. The horror. Yeah,
you have more
wine
than
no, not necessarily. No, but
the
green is the barber. I have to
know
the kind
you
of
shot.
How?
Didn't we say you could even be able to
theoretically you
not drink anything? No, we said
but that toast on the floor,
That's one.
No. What's right is that kol shel bracha requires to be taught below lugma. Lav lo yotzer, says the Gemara. But we say yeah, the whole kosher onto the floor.
We say the Kaddish Shabbos is not a hefsek between the baruch and the drink. Right? So you made the Kaddish Shabbos.
I'm not going to have hefsek. No.
So therefore, just the baruch. You have to be able to cover on that one.
What if the following? Listen to this case. I have a kosher, I think it's full, and I make a baruch on the Kaddish Shabbos. Turn it as empty. This is it. Yeah? Let's take a look at Shabbat. Maybe you're right. Hold on a minute. If you're right, then I retract my statement. Hold on. Look up the din. I think it says it's somewhere, this din. Kuf Zayin Amin Aleph. It's towards the bottom. Where does it say this din? If I have to. Let them count anywhere. If I make Kiddush, I'm sure that it's empty or it's water or something of this nature.
I was right then. See, in IFS, the person made Kiddush, you turn it into water, you have to make Kiddush all over again. Came in Shlohoya Yayin, Kiddush, Shlohoya Kiddush, Shlohoya Kiddush, Cloud. Let's dive a bit more wine. You're right. I agree with you. Yeshua said. You're not going to be making this, it's not so sure it's true. But I'll call upon him in this particular case. But what happened? What happened? Where the, as far as we know, there's only one coast in front of it, and that coast spilled to the floor. I would say to make it a show over here. What kind of goodness is this? I don't understand the people. Yes, some of the provides from Mr. Brian Kessler, the one in front of him, Mr. Bali, the one, and then you can feel it doesn't say that they give it to. So I looked at the source. I couldn't believe this thing when I saw it. I found it flipped out.
Cook, I'll bring up to you. What's the wine? Therefore, it can't go to that. Why do you like it?
The Gemara says that Kuf Zayin, a kosher brocha, you must be told to the lulav from that coast. Not the Gedra. Completely irrelevant issue. You have to be retired and come low, look up the kosher brocha. Here, fell to the floor. So where's the source? I found the source. I looked it up. No less than the Beis Yosef. The Rabbi Yosef Katz quoting himself. The best source. Take a look. V'nira li, it's his own original chiddush. She'en nishpach ha'koz kodem she'yitom ein otzorach ma'akz on the kaddish. De'ahi lo yotzah, ha'inu lomad lo yotzah, they mitzvah ketikun